This week in high school sports recaps a busy day in the pool, school records in basketball, and an undefeated bowling team. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Sault Ste. Marie girls swimming and diving team captured its first Upper Peninsula Finals championship, knocking off two-time defending champ Marquette and others during the two-day event at Marquette Senior High School.
She has very smooth strokes, very smooth between the kick and the stroke.
Yes.
Timing is great.
Nothing is wasted, that's for sure.
No. Yeah.
103. Yeah, that record with a 103. Time drop of 2 seconds from her current record. So an unofficial pool and UP record for Aaliyah Robertson.
That was the NFHS Network with the end of one of Aaliyah Robertson's UP Finals records. The senior set two individual UP Finals records, one in the 200-yard individual medley and one in the 100-yard breaststroke. She was also part of two UP Finals records on relay races, helping win the 200-yard medley and 400-yard freestyle. Joanne Arbick was also on those relay teams and also won two events, the 50 and 100-yard freestyles. The Blue Devils totaled 347 points, second place Marquette 313. On the boys' side, Marquette won its second straight UP Swim and Dive Championship and third in the last 5 years. Houghton was a distant second. Marquette won 8 of the 12 events. They won the 200-yard freestyle, 100-yard butterfly, 500-yard freestyle, 100-yard breaststroke, 100-yard freestyle, and all three relay races. For more, make sure you check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Whitehall's Jaden Sheehy. She bowled a 232 in the Coastal Conference team finals as Whitehall's undefeated season on the lanes continues. Oscoda's Zach Olette. He notched his 150th career wrestling win in a meet with Alcona and Alpena. Gavin Etter of Marcellus High School. Etter scored 26 points in a win over Hartford, becoming the school's all-time leading scorer. The previous record was set in 1984 by Marcellus's current coach, Troy Kaler. And to Iron Mountain's Foster Wonders. His 27-point performance versus Escanaba put him over 2,000 career points for the Mountaineers and just 50 points back of a school record.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semi and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register.
Marco Singleton running point. He has 3 minutes and 20 seconds to do it. If he scores on this possession, he's going to pull it from three. Can he get it? No, just a bit long. Rebound brought in by Evan Woodard. Getting it back to Singleton. Singleton driving. He's going up for the layup. He got it. That's a new school record for DeMarco Singleton. 43 points.
That was Brady B. Dunn with a call on GetStuckOnSports.com. It was Maryville's DeMarco Singleton setting a new school record with 43 points in a single game. Marysville beat Clawson and heads to the Division II districts hosted by Yale. Boys district action will start Tuesday, March 23rd. The girls begin one night earlier on Monday, the 22nd. For complete pairings, locations, and times, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.